Time for our live in-studio interview this morning. Joining us from the North Callaway School District, Kendia Thompson, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
We're glad to have you in here this morning. Of course, it has been a cold and snowy and icy week once again, and I can only imagine that's probably impacted school being in session over at North Callaway.
Yeah, so today is the first day this week that we've been in session, but I just want to thank our transportation department, our maintenance team. We were ready to go today because of their really hard work to get buses ready and sidewalks cleared. There's a lot of things that go into making those decisions about whether you go to school or don't go to school. And I just know that we're very grateful for their hard work. I think our mechanic, Darren Terrence, was in the shed at 3:30 this morning making sure buses were going. So it's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes to make sure kids can come to school safely.
Absolutely. We kind of talked a little bit about this last time that you were in, but we want to reiterate the groundbreaking that's coming for the new elementary school. That's been set for Saturday, March the 1st. Am I right on that?
Yeah, so Saturday, March 1st at noon, right there where north of the high school where that new elementary will be. It's going to be a great community-wide celebration. We invite every Thunderbird or Thunderbird patron to come be part of that historic event, and just excited to see the progress. Coil construction has begun moving some heavy equipment. We're going to see dirt start moving as soon as it unthaws in our area, but we're excited to see the progress get started.
So you guys had a Board of Education meeting last night. As I understand it, a couple of new teachers that were hired. Maybe you could tell us about that this morning.
Yeah, so exciting news in our district. One of our district goals is that we retain 90% of our current staff. And so currently we're sitting at retention rates of 94% for next year, which is incredible. We really want to keep our great teachers in the classroom. But of course, you always have people who retire or leave or move on to do different things. And so last night, we were able to hire Kevin O'Neill, who is currently our athletic director, is now going to be high school assistant principal. And so that is kind of a step up for Coach O'Neill. So we will be going to hire a high school athletic activities director. But we also made some hires at our middle school. Our middle school right now would be fully staffed for next year, which is incredibly exciting. And some elementary teachers out at Williamsburg Elementary. You know, 2 years ago, we were hiring 15 teachers in August. And I'm happy to say right now that we have one or two hires to make, but the number has significantly decreased. And I just want to thank our voters last year. I think voting yes on Prop N and Prop C showed people that people believe in public education in the North Callaway School District. And it's a direct reflection of our community commitment to our kids that it's attracting high quality teachers to our district.
So we'll go back to the snow days. A question for you that popped into my mind. I've seen AMI days. I believe that North Callaway School District has AMI days. Tell us how those AMI days work. Do you have to have a certain amount of students log on for it to count as a day? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Alternative Means of Instruction Day, or AMI days, are sort of virtual learning days. I will tell you, they do not replace the power of a teacher in a classroom on a full-time basis. But when you are in a rural district and you have many bus routes, it is another tool in our toolbox that we have as an option when the weather gets hairy. And so for our elementary students, they're sent home with packets of work that are labeled, you know, AMI day 1, 2, 3, 4. Our middle school similarly sends packets home of work. Our high school students have Chromebooks, and so they do their work virtually on their Chromebook. But in order for an AMI day to count as a school day, students have to do the work, and that's how their attendance is accounted. So right now we're working on catching back up with, you know, who's done the work, who hasn't, how do we get those things back from families. It's a lot of extra work on teachers to really come together. And I will say, I think it's hard on families because you've got kids at home who are trying to get work done. So we're just grateful that people are willing to partner and try to do what's best in kind of a yucky winter situation.
Yes, I completely understand that. And we'll be thinking about all of those teachers and students who have had all of these days off for the weather whenever they get back into school. Of course, you guys are in session today, correct?
Yeah, we're in session. We also have several makeup days in the month of March. In a four-day school week, we use Mondays. And we are now scheduled to go every Monday in March. So we will be a five-day week for the month of March just to make up some of those days that we have missed. But once again, having kids in front of teachers is the best thing that we can do for them. So that way we're not missing out on instruction. But we're going to be really grateful for our teachers because it's going to be a long month of March.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in and getting us updated. And we'll visit with you again soon.
Yep. Thanks so much, Matt.